I'm not huge on the screen. Why are you? Why are you sitting in the?
I can only see a little mini Seth.
It's on the grid view.
To me, it's not.
What about now? What's this on?
It's the same.
What about now?
It's the same.
Okay, I think it's just your thing, because my thing is showing three different screens. Like
mine is, but it's only at the top of the screen, really small.
Yeah, mine's not. Mine's showing all equal sizes.
Okay. Yeah, but all right. Well, I can see you at the, I can see all three of us at the top of the screen, and then just you on the big screen.
I know that, but I have all three of us on the screen together, equal size.
Okay, I can't see Luke at all, so.
I don't know how to fucking fix that. Sorry, guys.
I don't care. It's okay. I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, how about now? What do you guys see?
It's the same.
Okay, 1 second.
I mean, do we have to do something? Oh, okay. Seth, I think if you put it up to the top right-hand corner, it should say like gallery view.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to click on gallery view.
Go to gallery view. Seth, turn your phone sideways.
Oh, there it is. Hold on. I did.
Yeah, hit gallery. Okay.
No. Fuck you guys.
Seth just hung up.
Nope.
There he is.
There he is.
Okay, so this is sideways. Now I can see all three of you. I got perfect. All three.
Okay, good.
Who was on the right? Luke's below me, and then there's nothing in the bottom right-hand corner.
Okay, good. We got all set up then.
Perfect.
All right, so we recorded all that. Luke, why are you sitting in the dark?
Well, because when I put the overhead lights on, it's like there's like fucking beams of light coming out the ceiling.
Well, try it. Go put the lights on.
It's a bit excessive.
Look how big he is, Seth. He's like
fucking huge.
He's just a fucking animal. Look at him. He can't even walk.
Oh, my God. So much fun.
What do you weigh right now, you fucking animal? What do you weigh?
Too much. Too much.
Did you break 310 yet?
I've been 314 in the evening. Doesn't count. But being that heavy is pretty.
It counts. It counts.
Yeah. So it's just, I was like waddling around the other day. I was like.
So we got Mr. Seth Ferocci on the show today. How are you,
What's
Seth?
What's happening? I'm loving life.
I realize that our guests now understand that this show is complete fucking nonsense. Because if you look at our questions for today, they're like the weirdest fucking questions I ever seen.
Uh-oh.
So we're gonna go through some of these. But tell us what's going on lately, man. What
holidays.
Are you up to?
Yeah. Holidays. Black Friday was really good for the companies, and then but now it's just fucking kids and making sure we don't fuck up with orders and tax season, all the fun stuff.
Wait a minute, man. You forgot the most important thing. Don't you have a baby on the way?
Oh yeah, more kids. So, well, bro, what was it like back in September? I had to get my shit together and I have to get life insurance because, you know, life insurance and fucking all the happy-go-lucky shit to make sure that I'm healthy. Go get my checkups and all this. So I like significantly lowered my doses and I didn't feel good and but I had to do it all.
Yeah,
make sure I looked good on paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, everything in my body turned back on. So
everything in your body turned back. I get it. Okay. So
why not turn back on?
And your shit was working.
It started working because Hannah and I have been together for like 2 years and I've been hard at it. I was at work. and then all of a sudden, like, I didn't change any of my game. I didn't do anything differently. All those things were the same except one factor. And that was cleaning my body up and lowering my test and getting
but I'm
physical
honestly,
and all that shit.
I'm honestly shocked that it came back that fast.
Bro.
You've been on forever.
Maybe you don't. No, I've been on for a long time.
Yeah, so how come your shit still works and mine doesn't?
Because he's a freak. Look at him. I mean, I'm not saying you barely try, Seth, because that's kind of telling it. But to be fair, you look that good. And for looking that good, you do barely try comparatively. Because for everyone else to look that good, it's fucking hard.
You're a freak, basically. Yeah, I'm very genetically gifted. I'll take that one for sure. And then my parents had five kids. So from a super fertile family.
I see.
And, I mean, I don't know.
So how far along is she?
13 weeks on Friday.
Wait a minute. How did you get life insurance? Didn't they say, like, you're a steroid freak? There's no way?
No, because he doesn't use any. And he looks like that.
I know, but when they looked at you, they're like, fuck this. Like, there's, like, no way.
No, I pay a little bit more. a little bit more. But now that I have two, I got too much shit going on to not have anything in on paper that's, you know, if I mean, cut the bullshit, you know, at the end of the day, like, if something bad happens to me, whether I get hit by a truck, drive too fast in a car, or fucking croak over from a heart attack from hookers and cocaine, it still need paid.
Yeah. So she's 13 weeks. Do you guys know if it's a boy or girl by then or no?
We go to the doctors on Friday, and then we'll find out, like, they'll schedule the next ultrasound. And I think they say like 18 to 22 weeks is when you find out the baby's sex. So we're going to find out, but we're going to do a gender reveal.
You being one of the busiest mans on the busiest people on the planet, how the fuck are you going to have a newborn in that as well?
I don't know yet.
Well,
the joke at the office is like every time, like with Emmy, whenever I was running around with her, I'd just like football the fucker, you know, just put it in the arm and you got it and like just go everywhere.
Yeah.
And pretty much it. You need
to get one of those like satchels.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because I had one of those, and it was the coolest thing ever. That's what you need. Like, just walking around. You can do everything. You know, you can squat, deadlift and stuff. You still got the baby just there. It's fine.
I have everything's all mine. So it's like I can take the kid into the gym with me. I can do all this stuff. The first two kids didn't die. They're still alive.
Exactly. So this one will not record. Die.
It
That's
won't
a good
go
track record. Good.
But no, you're good. You got a good team around you, though, man. You got like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Seth has, for Luke probably doesn't know, Seth has three partners, and his wife is extremely supportive. So you got a good team around you that'll keep you.
Oh, fuck. I have no worries. It's just going to be a baby that screams at night, and I'll sleep less for a little bit. It'll be like taking Clenbuterol on tread. Didn't sleep for years.
It's a good, good comparison.
Might as well just take Clenbuterol and just join the party.
I didn't see you as being a gender reveal guy. What are you going to do for the gender reveal party?
It's
kind of a snowflakey thing to do. I didn't think you'd be that.
She's a very basic white woman. Okay. She wants the whole gender reveal. The only thing that I'm saying is at least let me blow something up.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to put like, we'll put like something out there in the field over there and we'll just shoot it and it'll explode.
Perfect.
Then that's cool with me. As long as I get to have some piece in there that's manly.
Yeah. What are you hoping for? Are you hoping for a boy or a girl?
I don't know because if it's a boy, then I'm like, great, it's a boy. I get, you know, to have a Seth Jr. But then if it's a girl, then I'm like, fucking great. Now all I got to do is just put it in gymnastics and we're good. But if it's a boy, then I got to like take him to baseball, soccer, football, basketball, figure out what he likes and all that.
Maybe. You might be lucky and he might like gymnastics. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of where we're at. It's like, either way, it's good. I love kids.
If you end up with a boy, are you going to let him be a bodybuilder if he wants to be? Say no.
It's that thing where it's like, I want to say no.
I know.
But then at the same time, I loved it because it taught me so much about discipline and so much about like just gritting shit out.
Yeah.
Like this is like Luke being 314. Listen, that is one of the grittiest fucking things you have to do as a bodybuilder.
I know.
Fucking shoveling the food, eating, and you're full-bellied fucking training hard as fuck. That's one of the hardest things to do.
I've never asked you that, Luke. Are you going to – you have a son. Are you going to – what are you going to do if he wants to bodybuild?
Oh, he's way too clever for that. No. His mom would hate it because she hates it. I would just be like, dude, you've got a brain. Well, okay, put it this way: he's eight and he wants to build his own PC for gaming.
Yeah, he's smarter than you.
I can't do that.
Yeah, no.
And he's fucking eight.
So what else is going on, Seth? What's new, man?
Nothing. I'm loving life. I'm enjoying everything. We worked really hard with Black Friday, but now we're getting ready. We got some more filming, some YouTube videos this week. Yeah. I want to get back in shape. Took off some time with lifting from Black Friday just because work took, you know, priority. Other than that, just I need to have a goal, actually. That's my big problem right now. Like, everything's going well with the businesses. My business partners, you know, Mike and Pat, they grind this shit. They run the day-to-day. Bob and I are the marketing team. We're the ones that plan everything. But right now, personally, like, my biggest struggle is finding a goal. Like, I need something like fucking set me on fire that I need to attain, because that's probably the hardest mental transition for me, not having that physical goal. Because
it's hard when you're not competing. How have you done that for so long?
Olympia. What?
Well, I don't know. That's been the hardest thing for me mentally. Like, whenever I have a goal, like, I'm cool with it. But now, like, I'm kind of like...
This is a question I've had for you for quite a while. Now you've kind of opened it up even more by saying you've got kind of like this period of time where you have almost nothing to do, right?
Here we go.
You know what's coming.
I know it's coming.
I'm ready.
You know what's coming. You look like this basically by accident, and just by just being super consistent at being half-assing it, right? Can you imagine what? And then you're looking at the 212s at the moment. And you're like, there's a massive gap at the top where I should be. Are you getting on stage? That's what you should do. Do it.
Yeah, I mean,
Has it even crossed your mind?
It still runs through my head because I know it's possible. I know
it is possible, and I know you seem like the kind of guy who's like all or nothing, and I feel like you've already competed. That's in your blood, and I know you feel like you can do it again, but you will have to do all or nothing, and you've kind of been doing nothing. And now you have a chance to do all. So this is I know. Look at him; he's loving it. Is it crossing your mind? Is it anything? Or are you just it's too late, or I'm too busy, or baby?
So that's the hardest part is I am all or nothing. That's why I'm I feel like I'm in a standstill. But like with bodybuilding, if I do it, I gotta win. I ain't going to lose, and that's the all part that would probably take the biggest toll on my personal life and me mentally. Like Fuad and I were talking. Like my big thing is. I grew a conscience. I think about all the hard parts, all the parts that gave me health problems in the past that like I couldn't really control. Those are the things that like hold me back from it. Like I love trembling more than anything. That was always my number one. But now when I'm there, I'm like, there's something that came over me where I can't take it.
I can't do it. Go ahead.
And for me, it's like, you know, I think about it, I dream about it, but then I'm like, is it actually worth it for what I want to do? I don't really, I'm not dying to do it. And that's where it's like, if my heart's not all the way in it, I'd hate to go do it and just half-ass it.
Yeah.
Because I like being consistent, but I'm not like gung-ho into it.
Yeah. I think Seth.
I like watching it.
I think Seth said it best. Seth has, I don't know how many of his videos you watch, Luke, but I watched a few, and you have a whole series about being great at a whole bunch of things, right?
Yeah.
And I think the point that maybe you're trying to make is it's hard to be great at all those things if you're really, really focused on bodybuilding. Because if you're focused on being Mr. Olympia or even a pro bodybuilder, it's almost an obsession that has to take precedence over everything else.
Yeah.
And I think you've kind of passed that. You have so many balls you're juggling that you don't want to just throw them all away to just bodybuild.
And I don't want to do that. But back to Luke's point about it, he's like, you're kind of standing there doing nothing, searching for something to do. And it's like, I have a ton of stuff going on and doing it would just take precedence over everything else. Well,
reason why I asked is I know I've joked about you not like you get looking how you are by kind of not doing it. I know that's a joke. You work hard, but I mean what you're doing is you train hard, you eat your meals, that's it, right?
I'm kind of doing it. I'm legitimately, if I was to go full potential, if you asked me what I was doing right now compared to my full potential of being the best fucker that I could be at bodybuilding, I'm at like 30%.
Yeah, but what
you're a liar. Wait a minute. You're not 30% for real.
Wait. You still do cardio.
I do cardio daily, right?
Three times a day. Are they good? Are they a good three meals?
Two of them are.
And I bet they're the same ones as well.
They are.
Yeah. And I bet you do your cardio and train at the same time every day.
I do my cardio every single morning.
That's a huge one.
30 to 40 minutes, and then I train. Right now, I train like I want to get back to 5 days a week, but I was training 3 days a week.
And you want to get back to 5 days. But it's like, what I mean is, but you're super consistent at all the things that are really important. For you to step it up isn't a huge step up. Because it's not like you've just been fucking around, training once here, once there, not doing cardio, doing any meals. You've been doing half of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
I'm just a big fan. I just want to see you on stage, so I'm just trying to like eke out.
I wonder how many of these emails he gets every day.
I know. We get to say it in a really large, well-established podcast in front of everyone. So. Yeah.
You know what? I want to ask you, Seth. I want to ask you about your competition history, because I've had you on a couple times. We've never actually discussed. You were known for getting like ultra fucking shredded, like when you turned pro and your first pro win. And how, I don't think people know that, because I don't know if a lot of your fans now know the competitive Seth.
No, I don't think they do either. Keep going. Sorry.
So I want to ask you, I know you talk about in your food videos, like, oh, you know, if I'm prepping, I'm going to eliminate this and eliminate that. When you prep, are you like when I think of Roman Fritz, I think of like boiled chicken and fucking bland rice. Is that you, or are you like, can you get away with cutting some corners with like ketchup and fucking this and that and that? You don't use any, you're just hard, strict.
So here's the thing that, whenever I was younger, like, you know, I was younger. So 25, 26, 27, you are not the same person that you are when you're mature. Like that's the one big thing I noticed, that 35 years old, like being consistent, like Luke said, shit, my skin's different. My muscles are different. I respond different. My glutes look different. The way I hold water, everything looks different. Yeah. Back then, being young, my skin took forever to like just start to form into what it needed to be, because I just held water like crazy. Sodium affected me, and it was nuts.
Yeah.
So whenever I was 6 weeks out, that's whenever Hani started torturing me.
Yeah.
That's when it was like, okay, dude, like he's like, no more fucking, you don't need ketchup on shit. If anything, you're using a little bit of mustard, this and that. And I would salt my food. I'd pinch a little bit. That's all I would get. So it was consistent. So everything worked regularly with water. But in order for me to get shredded, fuck, dude, it was like,
I remember, fish,
little bit of salt, little bit of pepper, maybe some mustard. That's it.
I remember reading an article. Sorry if I had you go.
No, go ahead, Luke.
Well, I remember reading an article. So when I got ready for my first show, I think I used to watch quite a lot of your videos at the time, because I think you had a cover with MD, and you had an article after you won. Was it you won with Cedric? Which show did you and Cedric do?
Yeah, Nationals with Cedric.
Nationals, yeah. I remember you having the spread in the inside as well, both of you.
Yep.
And I remember there was a quote in there. I can't remember who said it to you or you said it to them. You were backstage, and somebody was talking about how hard they worked, and then you stripped down, and they're like, "Damn, no, you worked really fucking hard."
That was,
and I read, I think it was like your wife or something. You were talking about how much laundry you had to do because the amount of cardio you were doing, how much you were sweating. I watched a lot of your videos, and I was like, right, that's what it takes to get fucking shredded.
What were you doing? What was your cardio to get that shredded?
That comment that you made, that was from Tamer Algun.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because I remember, because Hani would tell me, because I went and saw the USA's in 09, mm-hmm. and Hani's like, that's the hardest fucking worker you'll ever see.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So he's like, and then I found out he was doing Nationals too. And I'm like, okay. So every time I'm tired or feel like crying, I was like, that motherfucker's going to be eating my lunch.
Yeah.
And then whenever I stripped down, like I saw him, I mean, his glutes were shredded standing there. And I'm like, fuck me. I don't know if I look like that. Stripped down, and he's looked at me and he says, he's like, bro, he's like, I never seen somebody look like that. And I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, but for that show, at 10 weeks out, I was pretty thick. And Hani's like, 2 a days are going to start.
Yeah.
So at 10 weeks out from Nationals, I was doing 45 minutes AM cardio fasted, and then 45 minutes of PM cardio after my fifth meal. About an hour after my fifth meal, I was doing 45 minutes, and then I'd have my last meal, go to bed, all that.
You know what?
And I trained midday.
You know what I find strange? That was exactly my setup when I used to get the most shredded. I would do the morning empty, and then I would do the one at night, and then my last meal of the day had no carbs in it. So I'd go to bed basically burning all night long, and that was the way.
Fucking starving.
Yeah, that's right. But
starving.
What do you think? You know, it's funny. You talk about hardworking motherfuckers all the time, and you have all these people that follow you. I don't think they know that you did that, because a lot of people scoff at the 2 a day, 45 minute cardios, and the fucking fish diets and all that. I hear people scoffing at that all the time now. Like, oh, you don't got to eat fish. You don't got to do cardio. And I'm like, that shit works.
You fucking have to.
but I don't, you need to talk about that more because everybody looks up to you. And I don't think people realize that's how you got the most shredded.
So and we also, were.
They will realize you're still doing to this day one of those sessions every day. That's
what, what so I mean. Somebody you know, just like, said something. Somebody you know, just said something. They were talking about it was, I saw Cutler, and Cutler had made a comment about him doing AM cardio. And he was like, every day he was talking about it. I'm like, motherfucker, fasted AM cardio is what built me and still keeps me in shape to this day.
Me too.
Like it sucks. But like, I'm like, if I don't wake up and do it, like I do it for mental, but I also do it to like look good and feel good.
I wonder if a lot of these science guys, you know, because I hear so many people these days say, you know, you don't need to do it fasted. The studies show you don't need to do it fasted. Well, that bullshit. Yeah. I think I'm kind of, I've tried it both ways and fasted is definitely better. Can they not just look at you and it's quite obvious that it fucking works?
But even if it doesn't work, even if the scientists are right, it's mentally way better. Like I love doing cardio on an empty stomach. Like I feel so much better when I'm done. And I actually get like a mental clarity from it.
Do you not feel it's not even up for debate that it definitely works better in your opinion?
Well, my anecdotal opinion, yeah. I think
that's what I mean. From your
tried and tested. Yeah, I've tried both. Yeah. But I just, for me, more importantly, is my sanity. Like I have such a mental clarity from doing morning cardio that I wouldn't do it any other way. I wouldn't do it. I don't feel good doing it after eating.
You both do your cardio at home, right?
Yeah.
No, I go to the gym.
Oh, do you?
And actually, since the last time I talked to Seth, I've been going a lot faster.
There you go.
Because I realized.
Well, because my next thing was I'm talking to two dudes that are notorious for fucking working their nuts off. Yeah. Like, you want to make it hard. Like, my whole goal, whenever I heard, like, Tamer, like, that story, whenever I heard Tamer say that, or Hani say, that's the hardest working fucking dude I ever worked with. And I'm like, okay. Like, so that means I got to wear my big boy pants every single day because in bodybuilding, it's 24/7, 365. Everybody knows it. So that dude every day will be like, I have to work harder than the person I don't see.
And
that's how I looked at every cardio session. That's how I looked at everything. And I'm like, I got to fucking work harder and I have to make it harder because nobody's there cheering me on.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, Seth.
For me, I always felt like, because I do the step mill, I always felt like just getting my heart rate up is enough until me and you spoke. And I'm like, maybe he's right. Maybe just getting my heart rate to 120 is not enough.
Do you remember the video you did with the back with Cutler and then you did legs straight away with
I remember that fucking video.
Oh my god.
I was shocked.
If that doesn't show people what a fucking animal you are.
I could not believe you didn't you squat 4 plates that day?
Lavroni tried to make me do it and then he realized nope, this is where you're gonna hang and I'm gonna torture you. Phil Heath was looking on and he looked at me and he said, you're a fucking idiot. I'm like, I need to get famous somehow, Phil. And he's like, I don't even know how you're doing this.
After training back, are you fucking crazy? Did you eat in between?
Oh, fuck. Dude, no, it was legitimately back to back because like, we had Hani's like, here. He handed me a shake full of EVP and like 75 grams of fucking glycojack. And he's like, just drink this. And then we got shit to do. And I'm like, all right, keep going.
You must have felt like dog shit the next day.
I felt like the truck hit me. That night, I'm sitting there on the table. And I'm like, man, I'm all fucked up. And LeBroni's just sitting there. He was drinking vodka. This is when he was tiny, you know. He wasn't back. And he's like, that was so much fun today. I'm like,
he didn't do anything. Great time, dude. What did he make you do?
We just did squats. He said, you're going to do squats until you puke everywhere.
Did you
puke? So I puked, but it was like, so I just kept squatting and laying down. Then he'd be like, time to get up. I'd get back up. I'd do squats. I'd lay back on the ground, get back up and keep doing squats. And then, you know, he's just going and I'm like, I'm just continuing to go until like they say do something else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember how many sets we got, but my thing was, I was like, if I say fucking, I can't do anymore to that's a fucking right. bodybuilding legend, yeah. I'll never hear the end of it.
No, that's right. So what?
Then I puked and he cleaned it up.
Nice.
He did. He's cleaning my puke up, and I'm like, no, don't do this. Stop.
So what's going on? I know we talked about you doing some eating challenges. What's going on with that? You know I'm always excited about that shit.
So I need to see, because I watched the eating challenge that you did, and I watched the people on there. I'm going to go eat, and at work at the office, Everybody says, like, you know, they'll be like, oh, well, I can eat this many or Chick-fil-A sandwiches or this or that. And I watched you do 4-pound burger and I'm like, I mean, I like to eat. So my thing is, I'm like, all right, I'm going to see. I think me personally, I think I could eat five guys doubles.
Which is what? How many pounds are those?
I think each one, each burger, the burgers are 4 ounces a piece.
So it's like a half a pound
burger. Yeah. But it's like that's the meat. I don't know what the buns and all that. So I want to go wait, but just me eyeballing it, I think I could eat four of
them. I think you could eat four of those for sure.
The reason I know you can is because I've done that and I've done it more than once. It's pretty hard, and I know you can do that.
Luke's like, it's my regular cheat meal.
Every week.
Last winter, whenever I was putting on weight, you know, I got up to close to 250, and every week I'd have a cheat meal, and I'd either do like 2 5-guys burgers because they're 1,000 calories a piece. So I'd go eat two of them and have a dessert.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, like I'm eating two pretty comfortably. It's like, I can definitely get 3 and like probably force 4, maybe 5. So
I don't think that's a good enough challenge. It's only 2 pounds of meat.
I don't know.
And a large fries. Because in 5 days,
that's a lot of fries. That's a lot of fries. So Reagan, go ahead.
No, I'm just, my thing is we want to do it. So that's on our list of things to do early next week on our YouTube videos, because we're filming one today. Okay. And then we're going to do the eating challenge next week.
Can I ask you a question about YouTube? Because I recently started being more active on YouTube.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like you're running out of fucking ideas?
Yes.
Is it hard?
Like, I don't.
Is it Bob that comes up with the content, or you guys just kind of brainstorm back and forth?
No, it's usually me and Shainer. I mean, we all have our inputs about it. We all watch the YouTube and see how it works. But like, okay, so me personally, I fucking hate they're called clout chasers.
What's that?
We're like, there you go, boomer. So a clout chaser is whenever you use somebody else's content in your video. Like you'd say, I'd do a video, and then like all I'm doing is going to blast you in the video.
Oh,
because you're more famous than I am.
Yeah.
And then they just talk shit, and then they just try to get a rise out of it. And it's like a negative way to build content, and people love it because they love drama.
Yep.
I hate that. I'd rather like us just have content together. You know what I mean? Like all the fun stuff. Like,
yeah.
So there's a lot of people that do that on YouTube, and I kind of hate it. But
well, no, that's what a lot of people got famous off of Rich Piana, like that.
Oh yeah.
There's so many Rich Piana videos that are like, Rich is nowhere near the video. The guy doesn't even know fucking Rich, but in the title it says Rich Piana blah blah blah,
and it's then got, they talk shit on
and it's got a couple hundred thousand views. It's just a guy talking shit about Rich Piana.
It's cool if you're talking good. Yeah. I don't have a problem if you're talking good about it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. So you don't struggle too much.
Well, we don't put out a ton of content. We'll put out a video or two a week. And that's why I don't want
to
overload.
I think that's a lot, man.
That is a lot. It's a lot. I mean, that's why the guys, they're always at work with stuff, whether for Instagram with the other people on the team or us, but it's a lot of stuff. But my thing is, like I said, I don't want to put out like a bunch of bullshit. Like the ones I love doing are the whiteboards where I teach people stuff. Like, hey, look, this is legitimately how I would take, if you had a weak upper chest, this is what I'm telling you to fucking do.
Yeah, that's a cool video. I saw that. It's good. You with like a fucking whiteboard and a marker.
Yep. Yes. Well, I mean, it's you know, how many questions do you get a daily at the fucking gym? Like, because on everything, you want to educate people, but you also got to entertain everybody. It's one of the great parts about your fucking podcast with you two. It's nonsense, but it's funny as fuck. It's entertaining.
All right. So what are you doing? You're going to do four or five guys burgers.
My goal is 4, but if I can get 5, I'm going to push for 5 because I'm going to take my scale and see how much they weigh. That way it's like, oh, like you did the 4-pound burger challenge. Was the burger 4 pounds or was the whole bun and everything?
The meat was four pounds.
The meat was 4 pounds.
It's not including the bun or the fries.
Here's a tip for you with the burgers. Make sure each one is different in terms of the toppings and sauce.
I got a better tip for you. Eat as fast as you can.
Yeah, I know, but you're still going to get taste fatigue.
That, I, oh my god, dude! You know how bad my taste. You know how bad my taste fatigue was when I ate that.
You both knew exactly what I meant then. I'm pretty sure I made that up.
It makes sense. It's perfect. It makes right? sense.
So that's why I'm saying make sure each one tastes a little bit different, so you're not bored.
Oh man.
Yeah, but eat them fast because after like the 15 minute mark, you're just gonna go like this.
Don't you find that Chinese food is the worst for taste fatigue?
Yeah, it all tastes the same.
I'm like, I'm gonna eat so much fucking Chinese food, like two bowls in. I'm like,
you know what? You know the one time I can remember that happened to me. I ate all you can eat crab, all you can eat king crab at Red Lobster, and I fucking after what? Like 2 pounds, I'm like, this is fucking. It just tastes the same. Like every bite tastes the same. Everything. I'm like, fuck this. I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's like going to an all you can eat restaurant having just fries, but you can have as many. What? Just fries.
So listen.
So hold on. Yeah. Luke, what is your typical, like your 314? How do you get to 314 with the cheat meals? Because like,
I have one almost every day, but they're not excessive. It'll just be like, sometimes I'll just order two burgers, but I won't fill them with cheese and bacon and shit. I'll make them relatively cleanish just because I don't, because if I have too much junk, I feel shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But really, it's just my training's been really heavy, low volume, and just eating. I don't, if I'm not hungry at all, like I'm stuffed, I won't eat. If I'm not in the mood to eat, but my stomach's not distended at all, I'll eat. So okay.
I personally have a similar thought. Whenever I was gaining weight, I was close to 250 last year, just seeing if I still had it. And I took that. I was like, so I still ate a ton, but if I wasn't hungry, I wasn't force feeding.
Yeah.
I always had to force feed when I got to 300.
I'm still force feeding, but it's not like I won't just eat more rice. I'll have like a couple of Rice Krispie squares instead.
Oh, yeah.
It's not an amazing approach, but it's just, I don't want to, it's more, I don't want the volume.
No, but it's like,
that's what works.
But it's like we talked about, you have your base diet and then sometimes you have shit on top of your base diet.
A lot of people say, well, just make the base diet more rice. And you have to run into things like digestion. And it's not just digestion that's an issue, it's like distension. I don't want to spend 6 months of the year with my fucking belly out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, and it's head too, mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Reagan, how many calories do you eat a day?
It's probably only about 5. It's not a huge amount.
5 is normal for a guy your size.
Yeah. I mean,
that's up there.
It's not like insane. It's pretty hard to eat, but it's not crazy.
Are there days when you have to go bigger, like leg day or back day or anything?
Yeah, those days are the days I'll usually have cheat meals. And I train quads and hamstrings separately. And I do heavy RDLs with pack day. So that's 3 days a week where I'll have a big shit meal.
Oh, boy.
And a meal out of my kids on a Sunday. So 4 times a week.
Yeah, but you need it, man. Amount of size, dude. I remember being 300 pounds. You can't.
I shaved my entire body yesterday. It took fucking ages. And there was the hair I left on the floor was bigger than my dog.
You didn't actually shave with a razor, did you?
No. I got like a
The trimmer. Yeah, the trimmer. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it just sit right there. You got it just sitting on your dinner table? Is that what you got?
Yeah.
Why is your shaver on the dinner table?
To remind me to buy new blades for it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's in the kitchen, and I've got a big like dining area so I actually did it in here in front of the big mirror.
But listen, going back to your 5,000 calories, you have to have the cheat meals. Because I remember at 300 pounds, if I missed one fucking meal or I tried to eat clean one day, I'd be lighter the next day.
Yeah, it's true. And the other thing is as well, this is what I was saying about the shaving. I was like fucking disgustingly hairy. So I shaved it all off yesterday and I was not as fat as I was expecting to be.
That's always a really nice surprise.
I'm going to do pictures tomorrow for Chris and hopefully he's not like, you're a fat cunt.
See, I always hate trimming in the off season. So I'm always like,
I start my prep in like 2 or 3 weeks.
I know, but I'm saying like when I don't trim, I'm like, I don't look too bad. And then if I trim all the hair off my stomach and shit, I'm like, oh, just a
my ab hair was so thick and dense it started forming into the shape of abs.
Yeah, that's what
it was,
like
it was thick. I mean I had to start like blow drying it out the shower. But it wasn't
did you guys see Seth or not Seth Reagan did a dozen donuts in 5 minutes? I think I can crush that.
How big was his face afterwards?
I don't know. He's always got basketball.
That's what I mean. Like, whoa! It's like mine. I know mine would.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it. I think I can do it in half the time. Yeah, Krispy Kreme donuts are small, man, and they're soft. You can just like...
Is that what he was eating?
Yeah.
Don't do that again on air.
Sorry. No.
Just they just go right down. They just in there.
They just go right in the mouth.
Right in the throat.
I feel like I could just go in there. That's a problem.
So you reckon you could do it in 2.5 minutes?
They're small fucking donuts, man. I think I could fucking honestly crush like a whole bunch at once.
Taste fatigue.
Nah, not 2.5 minutes. You can't.
Well, I guess if you make if you made them all differently, different ones.
Yeah.
But then what happened? You'd be like halfway through, and you'd be like, "Oh, this is fucking easy," and you'd hit like a dense cream one, and you'd be like, and it'll slow you down.
There
so
was
much.
No cream. There was no cream filled ones. I'm not doing that shit. So I don't like. I don't like the cream filled ones.
Yeah. No, I've heard that.
So, no, I think I can do it. I think you should do it, and I think you should do it.
I fucking hate donuts.
Really? Who hates donuts? That's like the first time I've ever heard that. You
hate here is a fact about donuts. This is literally a fact. They're not as good as everyone makes out, but they are pretty good.
Okay.
They're always a little bit disappointing.
What's the fact? That they're always disappointing?
Yes.
I agree.
Have you ever had a donut? You're like, ah, this looks fucking amazing. When you look at a Krispy Kreme, I'm like, I'd literally fuck that if I could. It looks that good. And you eat it and you're like, that was right.
No, I actually...
You're never really, like, oh my God, it's so fucking good.
I actually have done that.
That's all right.
No, I always am like, this is amazing.
Oh, you're a donut guy.
Yeah, I'm totally a donut guy.
Well, maybe it's not a fact. And maybe I did make it up.
Listen, we got 230 questions here, so we should probably get some.
Oh, Jesus.
Because Seth is here. They probably want to hear Seth's response to some of these.
I'll say something fucked up.
That's why I want to ask you. Actually, here's a normal one. What's your guys' opinion of Nick's strength and power? Seems to be somewhat controversial.
I've done 2 series with him.
Yeah.
So I may be biased, but I really like his channel.
What do you think, Seth? Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, Luke. Go ahead.
I'll tell you why I like his channel. I liked it anyway before. And I'm also friends with Nick now. He's a great guy. But I always just thought he never bitches.
Yeah.
He's got a great kind of, it's not a monotone voice, but it has no, like, it's not emotive. So it doesn't sound like he's ever being sarcastic or pissing on anyone. He just says it how it is, puts it in a nice way, displays it well, gets the point across, easy to watch.
To me, he's good. To me, he's kind of like the news. He doesn't.
He is.
Which I don't mind at all. I think he's actually great.
He's better than the news because he legitimately doesn't. The only thing that he chooses over other things is his sponsorship, which is Redcon.
Yeah,
but he even told people why he likes Redcon.
Yeah.
It wasn't even – he in one of his videos, because I watched the shit out of it. Like, I'm pretty in tune. I stay up to date with bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And he's one of the outlets that I do. But he does, like, real journalism, like, in my opinion. Like, nothing – he's very, like you said, like, not monotone, but monotone.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the dude's just straightforward. He just kind of tells it as it is whenever, like, Phil Heath was giving him shit. Whenever all the people were, he's like, I just wanted to do an interview because the fans like it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the dude has what, almost 1 million followers on, or does something like that?
Last time I saw it was like 400,000 or 500,000, but it could be way more. I don't know. I know he's really,
I think it's like 8, 9.
Really, eh? Yeah, that's
but he is also just a really, really cool guy.
And he's super, I met him. He's a super good dude. But then on top of that, like I said, even with his sponsorship, he's like, I wanted to pick a company that would take me to places that I personally couldn't get to. And I'm like, there you go, bro. Yep. That's the right company. Did the things the right way. He's pretty, I like it.
Yeah. All right. Let me get this question in. Daniel 94 says, have you ever had a chick come by you in the gym and start flirting and ask if she can touch your muscles and shit like that? And if so, how did you react? This guy thinks bodybuilding's like, chicks like it.
Obviously fucking not. We've heard my stories. What the fuck are you talking about? When I'm training in the gym, especially when I'm in really good shape, girls, if I train their girls, they're either what the fuck or or I stink because they fuck off.
Like, oh. My nuts, you'll be able to smell my nuts when we're doing incline yoga. Like, to spread open your fucking
eyes. The other thing is about like I've seen you train for that. You look like something out of fucking Lord of the Rings.
Why?
Because you're like whole way through. No woman's gonna come up to that and be like, give me some of that.
And that's so good.
Fucked up. And we all look probably really horrible and aggressive. Like, and we're going to backhand her. That's what we look like.
You ever wonder how you see yourself versus how other people see you?
Oh yeah.
Because I don't see myself like that. I think I look like athletic and I'm training hard, and I don't think I feel like I look the way you said.
Well, you've got a real fucking face on you. Anyway. and then when you train, it's like amped right up.
So there's reality, and then there's what's in my head.
Have you seen
did you see my last YouTube video of me being functional?
Yes, the jumping on the thing.
I thought I was athletic looking. I look back and watch it. No, definitely not.
It's pretty athletic. You got up there, though.
No, it wasn't. I thought I was, but like, you ever like 20 pounds and 223?
Do you ever watch videos of yourself and you're just like, you look really fucking weird? Like, yeah. Because when I just think everyone hates their own voice, their own
pitch. Yeah.
No one likes the back of their own head. Like, you know, just shit like that. And I think when you see yourself on videos, all you see is that shit that you never, ever see. So you don't even know that about yourself. When you see yourself from the back walking away, that's the weirdest fucking thing you'll ever see.
And that's a tough one.
I think we need to do a service for all the young guys coming up. Girls are not going to come touch your muscles. If that's what you want, stay at 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. Stay like 180, 200 pounds, and then girls will come by and touch your muscles. If you get
you'll be like mid off season. You'll be like, yeah, da da da. They'll be like, oh, can I see your abs? And you're like,
yeah.
Well, they can see mine because they're made out of hair. So,
yeah, no, that doesn't happen. All right, you guys want to get a serious one in or a shitty one?
Just get you pick. You'll be the host.
All right. So Nick Hannah Fit says, thoughts on organic grass fed wild caught meats and whether it's worth the added cost.
Depends on whether you're taking you're using that product due to its fat content as well. If you're not, wouldn't bother. If you are, it might be worth spending the extra money.
You want to go ahead, Seth, and I'll answer after.
I agree with him on that there. And also like cost effectiveness of your life. Like how much money do you actually make? Like me, when I was broke as fucking had nothing, I still turned pro eating fucking Walmart meat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking from the perspective that it's not, the money's not a problem. It's just what's better.
You're both right.
I mean, if you have, like right now, money isn't an issue for me. Like I'm able to purchase higher end meats. Fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I purchase.
Would you get the same with white fish and chicken? Because I personally wouldn't. So I trim them all. They're very lean. I don't need the fat from it really. So
in my opinion, it comes down to health though too. If you're worried about a lot of inflammation and a lot of different health aspects of it, you're better off getting wild caught food. If you're talking about just bodybuilding, then just you can eat a fucking can of tuna and you're going to be fine.
From my understanding, the reason why I said like the fattier meats, then I would definitely opt for that option.
Oh, no, I understand.
Because from what I've been told, I could be wrong. The animal store is shit, like the shit that you're talking about, like the toxins and in their fat, not in the muscle. So if you're eating something that has almost no fat, like their own shits on tilapia.
Well, tilapia is different because tilapia swims in around in its own in a farm, in a pool of its own shit.
I understand.
So the meat is made of what it's eating. You understand?
I understand. But I'm saying
it's not just the fat. It's not just.
No, I know. I'm just using it as an example. Like, so they if it was like salmon were kept in that same condition, the fat in that would be just terrible.
No. But I'm saying the meat itself. It's not just in the fat. It's in the tissue of the muscle as well. So if I'm gonna eat, if I'm worried about my health, I'm not talking about bodybuilding. I'm not talking about putting on muscle. If I'm worried about my health more than anything, I want a wild caught fish and I want a grass fed cow and I want.
Of course.
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
But I think we're all right. We're all right in different ways. If I'm looking for fat content, then I want a grass-fed cow so I can get the omega-3s from
the other thing is as well, if you're in the way where you're wealthy enough to eat whatever you want, you're likely going to be shopping in places that only would stock the most highest quality foods anyway.
You know, surprisingly, in my neighborhood anyway, it's really hard to find grass-fed beef.
Here it isn't because everything's grass fed here.
Like I had to go to the local farm and buy a half a cow.
I heard that.
Yeah, well, I bought it with Paul and we split it, and I got a quarter cow and he got a quarter cow. But that way we know where it's coming from.
How much meat did you get from that, by the way?
I don't remember the exact weight, but he got like 6 months out of it. I got like four.
You say it's roughly like 300-400 pounds, I think.
Yeah, I think I could go through that in 3 or 4 months. Yeah, it sounds about right. I don't remember the exact weight.
It depends on the size of the cow and everything, but yeah, roughly.
So what do they do with it? Do they cut it into the specific steaks?
Whatever you want, you cut it whatever. So we paid $900. We paid $900, and
They That's cut, not what, bad at all.
No, it's not. So, but we got whatever you want. And I said, I want mostly all ground beef. I want some steaks because I don't do a lot of grilling. I do a lot of ground beef stuff. Mm-hmm. I want all ground beef and I want some steaks. And that's what I got. He got some roasts and some other shit, but they'll cut whatever you want.
I would have said, make it all into sausages.
Fucking Brits.
Okay. I'll get to a stupid one. So Nate, this is fucking ridiculous. Nate M O S S says, would you rather drink 2 liters of piss or 2 liters of sweat?
Oh, sweat.
Sweat?
No, piss.
Who's sweat?
Yeah. No, I'm not
joking. I'd rather drink the piss.
You'd rather drink the piss?
Yeah.
I'm gonna vomit just thinking about either side.
Seth, open your phone, Seth, and go to my profile. Do you have your phone with you? Oh, you're using your phone. Oh, forget it. You can't. No, you can't. You're using your phone. Okay, forget it.
Yeah.
So you think you'd do the two liters of sweat?
Yeah, I don't think I can. You asked which one I would rather try. I don't fucking think I could do either one of them. There's no fucking way. I'll like try something if it's like life or death. But
if you had to, it'd be the sweat.
I'm not drinking your piss. No.
All right. Okay. So in previous podcasts, Luke mentioned growing through training and not through food. And of course, not gear. Can he develop? I don't know what that means.
Like, here's the thing with that. Like, guess what, everybody? When it comes to being a pro bodybuilder, you have to do all fucking three.
Yeah. Well, I think Luke was talking in our previous podcast that you don't have to keep increasing food. You can set it at a certain amount and then let the training make you grow.
What'd you do? Yeah. Absolutely, I agree 100%.
Well, if you're in a calorie that is surplus, you're in a calorie surplus. You get your protein, and surely
somehow we're all relatively intelligent from a scientific standpoint without being fucking scientists. If you're running an experiment, you keep two factors the same and change the one in the middle. This factor, you'll see how much it can change with you. If you keep the training and the food the same and change your fucking gear protocol, you'll see if the gear, how much of an effect it has on that. If you change your gear protocol but keep the food and the training the same, you'll see what factors change that. That's a science experiment. Yeah, like that to me is like, it's a science experiment, but it's also somewhat bro science because we're not scientists.
It's also common sense.
I thought it was, but apparently other people it takes forever to figure out.
This question. If each of you had a child with Shanique Grant, who would end up being the better bodybuilder? You guys didn't hear it?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about what it would look like.
Well, I think Lucas.
I'm not having sex with anybody except Hannah. I'm not admitting to it. I'm not saying
Seth's going to get in trouble. He's like,
I'm not having sex with nobody. I'm not having sex with myself anymore.
It's artificial insemination. There's no adultery here, Seth.
Seth's like, fuck you, I'm married. I'm not getting in trouble. I didn't fuck anybody.
I don't even masturbate anymore.
So there's no turkey base thing going on. There's none of that.
Okay, I have to ask you this question.
Just genetically, the genetic 50-50, which is more of a freak. Go.
Well, I think Luke is going to have the best bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Because now you have Shanique's shape, which is insane.
Yeah.
But you have your size. And if you put you got like the next Ronnie Coleman.
Yep. But better looking. What,
do you think there'll ever be a Ronnie Coleman again? I'm not saying he's going to come back as himself after he dies. I mean, is there going to be anyone else that's like that?
Not until the cycle of the tiny waist goes away again.
No, because his weight, like I'm talking like early 2000, like the 2003, that kind of time.
This might sound really stupid to people. I don't think our drugs are as good as they used to be.
I completely disagree.
That's fine. You can disagree. I don't.
Well, maybe it's because you're in Canada and I'm in the UK.
No, maybe it's because I used them in the early 2000s and I use them now and they're not the same.
Possibly, but then you are older, you're less responsive than you would have
used to be. But this is even from 2000, 2010, even from 20 to 30. Yeah.
Because but it's like these days, it's 20, almost 20 years later. Why would the drugs be worse?
Because I don't think
that people just forgotten how to make them.
They're not being sourced and produced by a fucking pharmaceutical company. It's like the same reason why underground GH and pharmacy GH is night and day.
I don't think there's anybody out there. Like, Ronnie Coleman was a freak, like, period. Yeah. Like, think about how strong the dude was before he even started taking gear.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, not saying it's because of the gear. I'm just saying it's like...
I don't know.
Was it really that much better back then for it to make a difference?
I feel like it was, damn, man.
So they're really good.
Really?
Dude, yeah. I feel like the Anadrol, the fucking testosterone amps, the, like, everything just fucking hit you a lot harder, man. It's like,
I feel that's how it is.
Yeah.
I don't.
And I haven't for a long time.
Weird.
But why is that so weird to you? If you took underground GH and you took pharmacy GH, you would see a difference.
I just started taking farm grade GH past like,
I don't really notice a difference massively.
You don't notice a difference?
Not hugely, no.
Then your underground GH must be absolutely amazing because
it's Ansimone, so it's made in China.
I've used Ansimone. I don't think it's that good.
I can't tell the difference, honestly.
What pharmacy GH have you used?
Most of them.
And you can't see a difference?
Get the fuck out of here! You're full of shit. There's no way. It's way better.
I don't know. I'll tell you why I don't. I think it's because when I use the underground stuff in the past, I've used more because that's what everyone's told me to do.
Yeah.
And when I've used pharma, I've used less.
So you're using the same amount.
So I might be using, like, say I'll use eight Ansimone versus four pharma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I haven't noticed.
My personal opinion, even at that dose, I would still feel more on four pharmacy.
Yeah. Well, I haven't run underground stuff for like 3 years, so.
Yeah.
That's probably, I can't remember.
Anyway, you know what? Seth is right, though. It's not really the gear because Ronnie was a freak.
I don't think we're ever going to see that.
Yeah.
I think we will.
I think Kai Green was pretty close. Because, like, I think he has the best legs of all time.
When Kai got big enough to be in the Ronnie Coleman realm, he had already thickened his waist out to where he didn't have. When you think of Ronnie Coleman 98, 99, The closest thing I've seen to that is Rami, but definitely not hard enough.
But I look at.
But if you take, like Seth, if you, at,
I if wanna, you look at Ronnie Coleman in 2001, there's no bodybuilder on the face of the planet that comes close to that.
What do you think if Rami? Let's imagine Rami was as shredded as Ronnie. don't you think you'd have the same appearance?
No.
Because he does have, because he's got a pretty small waist for a guy that weighs.
But if we're talking overall everything, like Ronnie Coleman's back legitimately hung off of his fucking back.
I know.
Like whenever the dude spread his lats, you're like, holy fuck. Like there was just, there's so many things that come into factor. Like when you look at Ronnie Coleman from behind, like from the waist down, dude looked like a fucking horse.
Yeah.
Ronnie looked like a guy who was built in the gym as well.
Yeah, freak, dude, straight freak. And that's why I'm like, I don't know if we'll ever see one because it's like, you look at Phil Heath's fucking phenomenal. Like the crazy round muscle bellies, the thickness, the density, the pop, everything. And whenever he's off a little bit, everybody's like, oh, he's off. And you're like.
Yeah. Going back to the drug thing then, that's something I've noticed. Everyone these days seems to be a lot rounder.
Yeah.
Like overall, like even in the amateur leagues, like everyone just seems like everyone's just rounder.
but I think that's what people complain about. They don't like the puffy look.
Yeah, but like even the people, even when somebody's peeled, they still look just round. Like, is it, I mean, because it's not.
I don't think that's true.
I know everyone's with insulin because, but to be fair, most bodybuilders I know and speak to don't really use it that much.
Yeah,
really is that for everyone?
Okay, what era are you talking about though? Rounder than what?
Like I don't know. So early 2000s, late 90s, like everyone then was so detailed and striated. Everyone these days just seems rounder and fuller and has less of the, but they still peeled. It's you know what I mean? It's a different look.
Yeah.
Ronnie Coleman and Phil Heath, they're both peeled, both look.
Here, let me ask you this, Fuad, you'll know. Luke, how old are you?
31.
Okay, so you know, you're in this too then. You've seen guys from way back in the day when we were teenagers and how often people used Lasix. Like,
you're saying they were drier back then, but they were also flatter because they were drier.
Yeah, but they were still pretty round. But I mean, you remember diuretics back then were pretty fucking serious. I don't know if people, I don't know because I'm not in the game. I haven't fucking competed in fucking 7 years. But like whenever I did, and I went fucking hard with the diuretics. Like that's what took me out. So I don't know today, like I don't know how far the envelope is pushed. Because let's, you know, being honest here, I pushed the fucking envelope as far as I could to get fucking peeled because I had to make weight. Yeah. And then I just ended up looking nuts because, you know, that was, you know, kidneys are my weakness. Like that's where I had my most health problems. But like I think back then, I think the guys pushed the envelope pretty fucking hard as well.
But I'll answer that.
And I don't
know
if that's
the guys still
part
are
of the game or not.
Guys are still using Lasix. Guys still use Demodex, Bumex.
Really?
They still yeah. I think this is where the difference is. The early protocols for carb loading and water and manipulation and all that were that you would cut your water earlier. Now the common theme in carb loading is that you keep your water in even the day of. Guys are still sipping on water a little bit, and I think that's why the physiques look rounder and bigger. But yeah. I also think that's why they get their puffy look. Yeah, man, I know guys are drinking like 4 liters of water the day before their show, like
get
Friday.
Get the fuck out of here!
I swear to God. And back in the day, even when I started, like I remember Chad would have me cut my water like Friday morning at 9 a.m. And even earlier than that, if you like before I started, I know the normal thing to do is to start cutting your water like Wednesday and then cut a little more Thursday and then cut it completely on Friday. Chad used to have me water load Wednesday, Thursday, and then chop it Friday completely. And but what I'm saying is now what they do is they don't do the water load, but they just keep the water in. Because even
do you
even,
keep your water in, Luke?
It depends. Chris kind of just fucks around with it. It's not, if I keep it, it's like 3 ounces a meal. And I'll have two meals that day.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have done You wouldn't have done 3 ounces back in the day. You would have done 0 ounces, right, Seth?
Me?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, no water.
Nothing. Like not a drop. Because that's how I was too. Like when Chad said cut it, you'd literally drink nothing until
your rebounds must have been horrendous.
They were brutal. They were fucking absolutely horrible.
So what happened with you, Seth? And like what happened? Because you keep mentioning kidneys and like, now we're talking about rebounds. Like, what the fuck happened?
Oh, my rebounds were horrendous. But so here's the thing. I had to make weight. I had to make the 197. 198 and a quarter is what I had to make for light heavyweight when I turned pro. And then I made 202 and then 212. When I had to make 202, it was fucking ugly. It was rough. Yeah. Like, that was the first time that I ever took T3. And Hani was like, brother fucker, you got to. Like, we're in the shit now. You have to eat the muscle off your body. Because I was ready at like 209. Like I was fucking just peeled. And he's like, you could step on stage, but we had to lose the extra weight. And that's whenever it was like, we had to get there. And it was through fucking eating the muscle off my body. And that's whenever bodybuilding became incredibly unhealthy, but I didn't give a fuck because I wanted to make the money, get paid, get laid and become famous. That's how bodybuilding works. That's like the real side of it. So then, but then whenever I did that, like got to take the diuretics to make shit. You got to stop drinking water to be peeled, to live up to the standard. And then like at the shows, my kidneys fucking hurt. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't feel good. I was in pain and I'm like, fuck dude, this is not good. This is real. This is actually occurring.
You have any blood tests to like show you your numbers?
What's that?
You have blood tests after to show you any of your numbers.
I got after Dallas, I got my blood work done and it was like, I think I waited 5 weeks. So my everything would straighten back out, and it still wasn't pretty. It wasn't good. But then,
What's the highest? What's the most amount of weight you've gained in a rebound?
Like 20 pounds.
Oh, that's not that bad.
No, because what would happen was like my ankle swelled up after nationals. My ankle swelled up like crazy, and then and I was like, "Fuck, dude, this sucks." And Honey's like, "Okay," he's like, "You have to get back on your cardio." He's like, vitamin C and distilled water. He's like, you can't. He said, because here's the thing. You're going to look like dog shit, and that's one thing. But he's like, your heart is working overtime. Yeah. He's like, you're starting to put too much stress on your body, and it's not good. So it's like, so this is where I don't know. Like, everybody today is, I don't know because I'm not in the game. But it's like, they're like, oh, being more healthy. But at the end of the day, like, health is important, but how important is it? Do you want to win the fucking show or do you want to be healthy? Like that's that happy medium that like I was always gung ho. I was willing to kill myself, which is really fucking stupid, but that's why I look the way I do. And that's the scary part why I don't want to go back to bodybuilding. Cause I'm like, yeah, I'll go to the fucking end. Let's go.
But I don't know if it's health as much as it, you know what, this is the fucked up part. You know, we were talking earlier about how like these scientists are finding like, oh, you don't have to do 2 hours of cardio and you don't have to eat just fish to get shredded. You know, the water falls into that same category. Cause guys are like, well, you can look better if you keep the water in. And I'm like, yeah, you'd look rounder, but you don't look as dry. And I think that's the difference when you look at 90s, maybe 2000s. Now it's actually really common that people are leaving water in.
The reason why people keep it in is diuretics are made to be taken with water. In medicine, you're not supposed to take a diuretic and stop.
I know that, but back in the day, we used to take a diuretic with zero water and your body would just empty out.
I would take the diuretic with about 3 ounces of water on like a Thursday night when I'm carb loading, because I already began to cut the water. And the way I did things was old school as fuck, because it was 10 years ago, you know? But that was how I looked like I did. And it's like, you know, and that's the part that like with every show, if you do more shows, you're going to learn more about it. And well,
they work better with water.
Yeah, but I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying my theory about why the guys look rounder but still peeled now instead of that more jagged look that they had, you know, early 2000s or 90s, is they used to cut water a lot sooner. Somebody told me a story about Momo Benaziza or Samir Benu, I can't remember which one, not drinking any water from like the Wednesday all the way to the show and only getting his fluid, from fruit. He would eat apples to get the fluid from the apple. And that was the,
fucking heebie-jeebies.
But like, this is what I think. And it, like I said, it's just my theory. There's no fucking scientific fucking, but now people keep water in and I think it gives you a different appearance. So,
I'd like to say I agree with you, but I don't know because I haven't done it in so long.
Yeah.
Like I don't know personally.
Yeah.
I think it's as simple as this. If your body fat is gone, it shouldn't take much to get you dry and peeled anyway.
No, I'm not saying you can't get peeled. Like I got peeled in 2015 for Orlando and Vancouver.
That's true.
Like shredded glutes, the whole thing. I kept water in. I'm not saying because you kept water in. John Meadows trained me for both those shows. I kept a little bit of water in all the way. I'm not saying you can't get shredded with the water in. I'm saying the reason the muscle looks different is because one's hydrated and one's not.
I thought we were shitting on conditioning again.
No, I'm not shitting on conditioning. Take it easy, Luke. Take it easy, Luke.
Get old now.
What, did people bust your balls for being?
Oh, yeah.
It's just we've been through this with Lee Priest. Everyone thinks today everyone's fat. And only in that era, everyone was peeled, even though they kind of would not as much as everyone makes out.
Everybody always remembers the best parts of their era. Nobody ever remembers the bad parts of their era.
So it seems that I look at it like I love watching bodybuilding. I'm a big old school guy, but like there was a big turning point whenever like all of a sudden like Coleman with his horse ass and it just fucking this ass was like this big, just fucking striding.
Went halfway down his hamstring.
Yeah, dude, and then all of a sudden, like, everybody needed shredded glutes. Like, shredded glutes weren't a big thing in the late 80s, early 90s. Like, nobody was showing them off.
Is that true, though? Because I think Rich Gaspari was the first one to have shredded glutes.
But if you look back, nobody, like, today, everybody's like, yeah, my glutes are shredded. Look at my fucking ass cheeks. And they pull their stuff up. Like, Sean Ray, like, and even Flex, like, there was only, like, they were only showing the bottom quarter of their ass cheeks where you saw striations, but it wasn't an emphasis, like, me,
you're
like,
right.
Whenever I'm looking, I'm like, I feel from the top all the way down. And I'm like, yep, all of them are there. And I'm going to show them all.
Yeah.
I don't see that being a huge thing from back in the day.
I see what you're saying. As far as presentation goes, you're right. Ronnie was the first one
presentation,
to have trunks in his ass.
No, those trunks were normal size. They were 4XL. They were the biggest ones they made. That's just how fucking much muscle we had.
I did it too.
I gotta ask these questions. This is fucked up. This woman, Ms. Fit 5, says, can a woman get benefits of GH if her husband is using it through sex? Can it be passed through sperm? Can any cycle a man does affect his partner via sex? Any studies on the topic? look at Luke's face.
Oral sex and swallowing definitely gives you more growth hormone, sweetheart. Mr. Fit 5, you can thank me later.
Just point something out here. Have you heard of a suppository, right? So you have to put that in your anus.
Yeah.
Your anal.
Yeah.
Try that.
It's anal. Yeah.
So that's for the women.
It's real. It'll happen.
Shooting a load. Look
better, let your man come in the ass, and that's
that. Shooting a load in the ass is what does it. Is that what does it?
That's why you don't put suppositories.
So a woman. So technically, a woman can claim she's natural if her husband just jerks off in her ass. And then
that's not how anal works, man.
I didn't mean I didn't mean technically
saying like a blowjob that just blowing.
Bro, just throw it.
Football.
You're a fucking asshole. Anyway, can you like I don't know why people are asking these questions. This is insane.
No, you fucking knob. That's the answer. I'm not meaning to be rude, but that's ridiculous. It's like saying if he sweats on you, are you going to turn into him? No.
Yeah. One proper villain says, how can you tell signs if someone has bad genetics?
Sorry, say that again?
How can you tell if somebody has signs of bad genetics?
If you lift weights, eat food, work hard, and still look like shit, you're fucked.
There you go.
Well, even before that, though, I think if you have...
If you've done it for about 6 months relatively consistently and you don't look good and you haven't dramatically changed, then...
But what about body structure? Like, if you have really narrow shoulders and really wide hips...
Well, again, you're not going to be able to tell until you actually develop some of it.
You can tell.
I don't like the first...
Yeah,
but obviously...
You can tell if you have narrow clavicles without fucking training for 10 years.
Philippe has narrow clavicles, supposedly.
Yeah, he does actually. That's true.
So it's like, I mean, obviously there are people with mental skeletons. You're like, what's up with that guy? We've all seen him down the swimming pool.
So I see your point. You're saying you can't tell your genetics, so you've actually put in some time.
You know, like Joaquin Phoenix in The Joker? You haven't seen The Joker. Seth, you've seen The Joker, right?
I haven't, no.
Fucking hell, right? Joaquin Phoenix just looks, his body's weird in that.
Yeah.
You can tell that he doesn't have a skeleton that you can make into a bodybuilder. Someone like that with a weird structure. Tom Cruise? No.
Tom Cruise could be a good bodybuilder.
No, he's all weird looking. He's like,
he's not weird looking. He's short.
He's got this really weird little shoulders and his fucking hip bones.
He's like Seth's height. He's like Seth's height. He could be Seth. Yeah, Tom Cruise could be Seth.
He doesn't have like a taper this way. It kind of square. His body looks like
spongy. How do you know what his taper looks like? Have you seen him in a fucking pair of posing trunks?
No, I mean, his upper body. You've seen him in movies with his top off all the time. It's Tom Cruise, but for no reason he takes his top off in movies.
I think he could be like Seth.
He looks great, but he doesn't have the structure to be a bodybuilder.
I don't think you know that. I don't think you can say that.
I can't say that, but it's just what I'm thinking. You asked me, if that's the fucking question.
Did you up your dose this week?
No.
Yeah, it down, seems like
down,
it.
Actually, down, actually.
Is it down, actually?
Yeah.
Why?
It sucks. He doesn't like it.
Because I've been training with James Hollingshead.
Yeah.
And for a couple of weeks now, we're both dead.
Wouldn't that mean you want to increase it? Because he's fucking crazy.
Wait, so we're both fucked already.
Yeah.
So we thought, it's December. I start my contest prep in a few weeks. He starts his off season at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
So now is the perfect time to start ramping everything down a bit. So the training is coming down a bit. We're not going to eat as much food. Just let our body. So when I start my prep, I'll be fresh. When he starts his off season, he'll be fresh. We'll both be rested and fucking ready.
Because
if we carry on training in the next for the way we are for the next 2.5-3 weeks, I'm going to start a prep feeling fucked.
Yeah, you guys are going to beat the shit out of each other. I've been watching.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking lifting some serious weight.
So brutal.
He's big too.
You're almost at a 5-plate incline.
I know. Well, that's like my target. So I want to get 5-plate incline for 5 to 6, and then I want to drop down my second set on 4 plates for 12 directly like afterwards.
Seth, did you ever do 5 plates in incline?
I used to do 455
on the incline.
I was like young, eating like 3 Enadrol a day. Yeah. Fucking awesome.
You ate 3 Enadrol a day?
Yeah.
You fucking. Holy fucking Jesus Christ.
I did it for like 3 weeks. I wanted to see what would happen.
I tried 2 a day.
You gotta see what happens.
Well, that's a fucking good result.
Well,
we should tell people don't do 3 Enadrols a day. It's not
so. No, fucking do it. Let us know what happens.
Let's go.
No,
the thing is, that's part of the science experiment. Like him saying he wants to get fucking 5 plates for like 5-6 reps.
Well, can I just point something out? Like, Fuad going, no, it's terribly irresponsible to take 3 Enadrol. And Seth being like, it's fucking amazing. I don't know who they're going to listen to.
Yeah. But
it's the problem is people go do it. It's like, that's the underlying problem within here that like Seth, everybody's like, oh, Seth seems like a level-headed guy. He's got a good family. Yeah. He's a good dude, owns businesses. You all know I'm a fucking lunatic.
Right. Like, can I also just point something else out?
That's
right?
Why I'm trying to
I know, but wait. I'm not doing that. James isn't doing that. We are fucking nowhere near that, and we're both still doing it. So it is possible without. So you don't need the fucking Anadrol before anyone.
No, you don't. It was one of those things that I was 23, 24 years old. Like, you know, it's just what I was
just want to make sure we preface it with, it was only 3 weeks. I don't want somebody doing like a 3 month fucking 150 milligrams a day.
And my point
what did I say earlier that I have kidney problems? That's just happening?
Yeah, don't listen to Seth.
My just point was, you can still do it without, you don't need to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, this is that thing. Bodybuilding is so, you have three of us on here. Three of us are all crazy in our own way. Every single pro bodybuilder is a nutbag. It's one of those things that, like, to get to this point, you got to do some crazy shit.
Yeah.
It's like 314 fucking pounds. Like, I don't know what that would feel like.
I probably would go to three a day if my stomach wasn't fucked. Because I tried to go on two a day once. And at two a day, my appetite just hit the shits. I couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't eat no more.
I wouldn't. I think the main reason I wouldn't, I don't like it when you can feel what you're using. It's weird.
Oh, man, I'm the opposite.
I don't like it. Like, when people are like, yeah, trend, I'm like, I don't want to feel it.
No, I love that. I love that feeling.
That's why I like things like Primo, and I'm like, I don't even know if I'm on. I can't even tell.
Yeah, see, I like feeling a little crazy.
I don't know what's going on.
I like feeling a little nuts.
No, because it's like when people are like, oh, I've done like three Anadrol for like 3 weeks in a row, and now I've put on like 40 pounds. I don't weigh that 40 pounds.
Why, though? That's the good part. That'll kill me. Feel that fucking... We shouldn't go on about this, but
nope, you should just stop right now.
Yeah, we probably should.
See, look how excited you're getting for that.
Because
calm the fuck down, you junkie.
I like the fucking feeling. I want to know that I'm on.
No, I don't. I fucking hate it. This is why I always go back to the training is the most important.
Okay,
part.
Nobody's disputing that.
No, I know, but they are, and you know they fucking.
I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is. Okay, I like when 315 feels like a plate.
That's what it's like anyway.
Yeah, but you're not normal.
No, I am. I've not always been this fucking strong. And even
I'm changed. Normal. Look at me.
For the rest of us, 315 is fucking heavy most of the time. Unless you're on a good cycle, then it's nothing. You're just like repping that shit out.
Yeah, I do agree with you, but three Anadrol a day is fucking mental.
Way too many.
Oh, 100%. I agree. We should never discuss that again. Are you still there? I don't want to keep Seth for too long, but we'll...
He's like the busiest man in the world. We fucked his day. So.
Oh, no, it's okay.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Gymnastics tonight.
Jacob Cena says, your current girlfriend of 1 year occasionally cries about her ex-fiance that passed away. How am I supposed to digest that? This guy's girlfriend... cries about her ex from time to time.
Because he's died. It's tragic.
Is that okay?
Nothing bad happened. Yeah, I think it's okay.
What do you
think? That'd be really traumatic. Because it's not like, it's okay to be sad about that, but she's also okay enough to live with you and love you. But you can still be sad about it. It's like someone in your family's dead.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't know if I'd be, like, it depends when he died. If it was like yesterday, yeah, okay. Well
you've been with her for a year. So it's not like she's been cheating on him for the whole year and digesting him. What the fuck's your problem, man?
Okay, so that's my point. So I'm saying, if she's been with him for a year, if he died.
So let's say he's been dead.
You got to think the boyfriend probably died a year before they got together.
They died in a car accident 18 months ago.
Okay, and then so 6 months went by. Then she got together with this guy. It's been a year now. She's still crying about him. I don't know.
Occasionally.
I don't think so, man.
Well,
I don't think I can deal with it.
Why are you still crying about this guy? He's fucking dead. Get over it. Is that what you're going to say to her? What are you going to say? What the fuck are you going to say?
I would think that I would be
Here's the thing. What does she say? Does she... Okay, here's the gig. So it depends on how comfortable you are as a man and everything. But then does she say, oh, like... He was so much. He would have never said that to me in this situation.
Yeah. See?
Oh, the sex you with him was so much better.
How far are we going with this?
How far is she going?
Well, it depends how bad the crying is. Like, if a movie comes on and there's a car accident and the guy dies in the car accident and she sheds a tear, that's okay. Yeah. It's kind of like a reminder.
No, but if
if they're having sex and she starts crying about her ex, it's like.
That's not good for me.
That's not what the question is. The question isn't when you're fucking her, she's like, I wish my dead ex was here. That's not what he's thinking. He's just wondering, does like, okay, so you're both watching TV and she just starts to cry a little bit.
Yeah, well, it doesn't explain that far.
Not what you, I don't know how you brought it back to that, whichever one of you it was.
What are you doing, Seth?
I have to get over here because my phone's going to die.
Oh, shit. Okay. We'll just do a couple more.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Okay, so you think it's okay for the crying? We just want to get a final note here. You think it's okay that she cries about her ex?
It's okay if she cries, as long as she doesn't, like, continuously, like,
It depends if she's holding it against him. This isn't even a real question. It's not something that's happened in real life, I don't imagine.
I think it is.
I think if it's, like, if she's holding it against you and using you know, that in a bad way, that's not good. But if she's just having a little cry to herself and he's like, you're right. And she's like, yeah, I'm just getting a bit emotional. I think about it sometimes. It's still hard for me. That's all right.
Okay.
But not if she was like, his dick was bigger than yours, like mid-sex or whatever. No, that's not right.
All right. So Abnormal 80 says, busting a nut before training, does it take the oomph away or save it for after with the woman? So is it okay to fuck before?
I actually do it. Okay, right. I've experimented.
Okay.
Don't do it before.
Okay, I agree. Okay, we all agree on something. I don't do well with it right after either word. So
you have to do it after. It's like a warrior coming in from battle, like covered in like blood. Like, I need my woman.
Yeah, I don't get the same pump if it's right after. I gotta wait. I need a little bit of a waiting period. I mean, it's not that I can't. I'm saying if I want to be like amazing.
Obviously, you're not gonna do it straight after legs. You're gonna walk home and your wife's
I have.
You're gonna be like, fuck off. What do you mean,
dude? I'm fucked. I have walked in the door.
I can just picture your missus saying it, and you're exactly like you are in the Kevin Laverne video. You're like, all right, let's go. That's your answer.
Drink some EVP. He's going to go.
75 grams of carbs. Fucking hell.
Nope, not doing it before.
No, not before. No way.
No way.
All right, let's get this one in because I think I need some more ideas. What's your favorite music to train to? Metal. I'm gonna write these down. I need a couple new plays. Seth, what's your favorite music to train to?
Metal.
I know, but can you name a couple bands? Just give me two.
It's pathetic.
I want to hear, what is it, like Madonna? What are you listening to?
No, it's Metallica. It's old school.
That's not pathetic.
Straight old school. I go Metallica, and then Pantera.
Pantera I don't do, but I can do that. Okay. I do Metallica too. It's great.
It's really weird. I think a lot of my followers follow me because of the music I like, which is weird.
Oh, really?
I post loads of obscure metal bands, and people are like, oh, I love this band, and then they suggest bands to me. And that's one of the coolest things about social media.
Give us a couple bands, ideas. So me and Seth,
I just see what up. I was last listening to. I got here. Breakdown of Sanity. Wage War Architects. Kings of Leon. Kublai Khan. Monuments.
Okay.
They're all sick.
So they're all English bands too, I'm assuming.
Not all of them though. Whitechapel, they're from Texas, I believe.
There you go, Seth. Good all American band.
The one I do think the best band to train to though is Stray from the Path, especially their last two albums. Because they're like Rage Against the Machine on Tren.
Who is it?
Stray from the Path. Like their last two albums, Internal Atomics and Only Death Is Real, those two albums are so fucking sick.
Stray from the Path and Whitechapel.
Whitechapel, I don't think you'll like Whitechapel though, Fred.
Why?
Because that's their screaming's very.
Oh, it's like really, really like out
whereas,
there.
Yeah, whereas Stray from the Path are more like a punky metal, like Rage Against the Machine, right. But heavy.
All right.
So, it's really good training music.
All right, we'll do one more and then we'll let Seth go. Right. We'll wrap it up. If you can have one superpower, what kind of power would you like to have?
Flying. I want to fly.
I just think flying wouldn't be that good.
It'd be fucking great.
Wait.
Go anywhere.
How fast can you go?
As fast as you want.
Yeah, but how far? Because I've been in a fucking 747 going to America, and it takes 9 hours. So am I just like going just across the Atlantic for 9 hours, but my eyes are streaming. It's just freezing fucking cold for nine hours.
So are we saying just one, like you're not Superman, you're just flying? Or are we saying like Superman with everything?
You get one superpower.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So like,
is Superman a superpower?
No, you get one aspect of the superpowers. I think I'd like to be able to read minds.
Yeah, now I don't want to fly anymore.
Teleport. That's what you want, Seth. Yeah. So
he can Why did you tell him what he wants? Why don't you let him tell us what he wants?
He said flying because he thought it sounded good.
But you can't change his mind. It's his opinion. Maybe he likes flying.
I thought you wanted. The reason you get it is you're like, you can go anywhere.
You can't go anywhere.
But the flying part, like I want to fly, like just fly around, like
yeah, that's cool. Bird. That would be fun. It depends if you want it to be like actually good or fun.
Yeah, and then I have to be Superman for that to occur. So now it's out of the question.
I think you bent too easily, Seth. I think your idea was pretty good to begin with. I think Luke ruined it.
You said I'm not allowed to be Superman. I can't have all the superpowers. I only get to fly.
I'm not making the rules up. I'm reading the question. If you could have one superpower, what kind of power would you like to have? What's yours, Luke?
Something like I wouldn't be able to get hurt. Like I'd be completely impervious to any damage.
That's a good
I'd be completely indestructible.
That's really great.
Yeah. That's a good one. See, you know,
mind is pretty great too. But then you're going to meet somebody that thinks you're a fucking asshole, and you're going to be like,
hey man,
why do you think that way?
But then I can be nice to that guy, and he'll be like, oh, maybe he's not such an asshole. And I'd be able to hear him say,
that's such a Canadian way to think.
Be able to hear him say, oh, he's not such an asshole, and then I would walk away happy.
I thought you were going to say something like, I'll go into his deepest, darkest memories, pull something out that he's terrified of, and say it to his face.
No, I would change his mind.
Yeah, okay.
Man.
You're getting old, Fred, because that's not what you said when you were 25.
Yeah, I probably would have punched him in his face when I was 25.
I want to be, if I can't fly like Superman, if my eyes get all fucked up and I don't have all of his powers.
So Superman, if you had all of Superman's powers, would you be a nice guy?
I'd be awesome.
I think you would.
The best example of Superman that I've seen on any movie or television is The Boys on Amazon, because their version of Superman is called The Homelander. And to the public, he's like, yes. But behind closed doors, he's a cunt. Like, he's the most fucked up mentally. He's just, he can do anything in the world that he wants to.
What is this?
It's a series on Amazon called The Boys.
Oh, I heard about this.
It's so good.
I never watched it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite comics. But in the series, the guy that plays Homelander, he goes from Superman to Hannibal Lecter like that.
That's great.
If Superman was real, that's how it'd be.
I don't think so.
I'm excited to watch it.
I think if I was Superman, I'd probably be nicer.
Really?
Yeah, because I wouldn't have any insecurities. I'd be like,
oh. I know, but you would. No, I mean, so you wouldn't just think, oh fuck it, I'll just go and take down. You could go to China and say, oh, you people are skinning dogs alive. I will kill all of you, right now.
But that's a good thing.
It is to some people. To them, it isn't. You're still breaking the law. You're still murdering people.
Because
that's what I would be like, and this is kind of what Homeland's like a little bit.
You'd be morally right, but maybe not.
Yeah, like you can't just be like North Korea. I'll sort that out and just nip over and start lazy.
Why do you keep being racist towards Southeast Asian people?
I'm not really. I'm just talking as a Westerner. What we're led to believe is bad by the media, so the rest of the Western society can kind of have some empathy with my discussion.
Seth, if you didn't know, every episode we have has a little bit of racism in it. So it's always Luke that starts. No.
What I'm saying
North Korea, they're
allegedly terrible. But what if they're not? And I'm Superman. I go and kill everyone who are allegedly bad there. Is that good or bad?
Yeah, you're right. Well, that just depends if your morals are better than somebody else's.
But then again, is just murdering people that I perceive bad? If I said terrorists.
Yeah, but if I was Superman, I wouldn't go murder the people that were killing dogs. I would just go save all the dogs.
Yeah, you do both, wouldn't you?
That's right. I would just save all the dogs and then be like, I didn't kill anybody.
I'd skin them all alive with my laser vision. And then I let the dogs eat the skin. As like, I let the dogs eat the crispy skin as like a treat whilst they're still alive.
That's Seth, are you happy? Are you happy you came on, Seth?
I'm loving it. Makes sense. But no, if I wouldn't fly, I'd be invisible. I'd be invisible.
Invisible was good.
There's somebody on The Boys that's invisible as well.
And I watched the show.
It's really good.
What would be the thing you would do most if you're invisible? Because I used to think this way, and I was really creepy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's really creepy about it. Oh, go in the girls' changing rooms. What the fuck? That is weird. I mean, I'd just be a criminal.
that's the next thing would be to do illegal shit. Just steal things and fuck people.
I'd be like a smuggler.
At some point you become like, it's all like a Superman. It's all, I imagine The Boys would go in this direction at some point. Like you do all these fucked up things or have all these fucked up thoughts, but then you'd start to rationalize and you'd start to normalize to some degree, like a normal person, and make it good and do good shit. Morally right things. Yeah. So I'd probably do some fucked up things. Like I do now, and then do a lot of good, as much good as I could do.
But then good and bad is like relative to the person. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I like to think I would be a good person, but I probably wouldn't be if I was able to do whatever the fuck I wanted.
That's why Lex Luthor hates Superman so much, because he's like perfect. That much power corrupts, and you will be eventually become so corrupt we can't stop you. So he's trying to kill Superman before he gets to the point.
You're so far into comic book shit, it's crazy.
Yeah, because they've been around for fucking 50 years.
It's really cool though. That would make a lot of sense.
you all know Lex Luthor wants to kill Superman, and no one is like, well, why? That's why. Because he thinks he has the potential to turn like that, and if he does, we're all fucked.
Yeah, but he hasn't, and he still wants to kill him.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and it get over it, Lex, prick.
All right, it's been an hour and a half. We're gonna wrap this fucker up. Seth, anything you want to tell everybody while you're here?
I'm gonna do the fucking burger challenge. I'm gonna see how it goes, and I'm gonna come back and talk shit and challenge you guys.
I think you should do it too, Luke.
I'm so sick of food, man.
I think the donut thing would be good to see you do. I want to see you do the donuts.
The burgers, I could eat more. I could do more pizza or savory food than donuts.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm more of a savory guy.
Well, he's doing what, four or five guys burgers?
I'm going to push for five. I think I can do four, but like you said, like there's going to be that point when I'm like, oh, fuck. I think I'll be able to mow through three. I think I'll be able to just fucking.
I don't think three is going to be a problem at all.
Yeah.
Okay. No, three, like when you finish the third one, you don't want the fourth one at all.
When are you filming?
I'm going to force the fourth.
When are you filming that?
Probably early next week.
What do you think, Luke? You want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to not eat for like two fucking days.
But you're going to film it and put it on YouTube, right?
Me?
Well, I know you are. I'm saying Luke.
Well, I've now brought somebody on officially with a contract in place and everything to do my YouTube channel. So I'm going to actually.
Oh, really?
I'm now putting a lot of time and money into my own channel as well now, which will probably start where I can be fucked. It's this near Christmas. I'll wait. Probably after Christmas, I'll do. Too near Christmas to start fucking around with opening and starting new businesses. So I'll wait till after Christmas. January starts, prep starts. My YouTube channel is probably not going to be that good, but I'm going to try and make it.
Okay, but you're going to get someone to film next week.
Yes, I am. Ben's here. Me and Ben will do it.
That's right.
So we'll do that. Me and Ben will do like he won't do it, but actually no, Ben could do it, but he always shits on Five Guys. Is Ben wrong for saying Five Guys is not a good burger?
That's horribly wrong. Five Guys is amazing.
It's fucking awesome because he's so fucking like he loves a gourmet burger.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that, but Five Guys is an awesome go-to.
It's just a really good. It's just a fucking burger, man.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want it to taste like? A burger? All right, well, that's the best one.
He wants the extravagant shit with, like, at a restaurant, with, like, yeah.
He just doesn't really like it, but he's the only person I know that doesn't really like it.
So have him hold the camera while you fucking stuff your face.
I want him to do the challenge as well, because Ben's a big eater.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the challenge? How fast you can eat four, or how many you can eat?
No. No. I haven't done anything over... I don't know how far I'm going to get with this.
So it's just
trying to get four.
So yeah, it's just eat four in one sitting. That's it. That's the challenge.
So four. That's it.
I need to get four. Like that was my score.
Well, how do
I'm
we?
Thinking,
But how do we judge a winner? Is it just if you can do it or not?
Well, I guess we're going to, I'll time it as well, but I'm not up against
If we all finish it, then it's like not really a winner, is it? What does the winner get? Five guys.
You got to put the time on it too.
That's what I'm saying. You got to put the time on it.
Yeah. So we got Speedy as well.
Fuck.
All right. I'm fucking starving. I'm going to go tonight and do this shit.
Yeah, you are. You fat prick. I'm stuffed.
Yeah,
I said like 200 grams of carbs about 10 minutes.
I've been eating zero carbs for like a week and a half. I'm fucking starving.
Yeah, four burgers and some diabetes.
Diabetes.
All right, guys. Listen, it's been awesome. Thank you guys very much. Thank you, Seth, for coming on as a special guest.
Thank you, guys.
And let's reconvene after we all do the challenge.
After Burger Gate.
Even if it's just a short one, just for 20 minutes to talk about how shitty it was trying to stuff down a bunch of food. Imagine if
we did it straight afterwards and all of us are just like... like instantly afterwards. We should all do it on air like this.
That's what I want to do. That's why.
Do you know why that would be horrible? Because you'd leave the podcast and all it would be is just like 40 minutes of...
Well, I would just... Yeah, but I would just fast forward it. We could start and then I would hit fast forward.
And then it would just sound like... That looks like fucking squirrels eating.
All right, fine.
This is going to be rough.
We'll do them separate. So
are we just going to do it and go on our own channels and people have to go into our own channels?
Are we going
to
do, if we can, I'll do the four, but if I can get five, I'm going to eat five.
Yeah, fucking right. But are you going to have five ready or are you going to eat four and order another one?
No. There'll be five ready.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get five ready.
Fuck. Okay.
He's not going to do five, man. You see him pulling those vacuums? This guy doesn't eat fucking big food.
Yeah, but you,
the highest calorie meal you've eaten in the last couple of years, Seth?
Me?
Yeah.
So last year I was 240. I was like 249 last year.
Yeah, were you stuffing down big meals? Because like my regular cheat meal when I was in like the height of my off season was like 5,000 calories.
When one meal?
One sitting.
Yeah, that's like a large pizza and a couple of tubs of ice cream.
Yeah, a large pizza. Usually a large pizza with a brownie pizza and then like a tub of ice cream afterwards.
That's a snack. That is not a big meal.
Well, a large pizza and a brownie. Brownie pizza is like a medium.
Well, Ben and I together have done two large pizzas and four sides and an ice cream and two bottles of Coke each.
Each?
Each.
You ate two large pizzas?
Yes.
And what?
100%. And four sides.
Okay, and?
Maybe he didn't know. I've definitely done this more than once.
I don't believe you.
And ice cream. Wait.
What size are the large pizzas in the UK? Like 10 inches around?
I think I'm like 12, maybe.
That's a fucking medium here.
Well, that's why then, isn't it?
It's okay, well, I can eat two mediums. That's not hard.
It's not a medium. So I'm going to check online. I'm going to double check. Check Domino's. How big is a large Domino's pizza? Large. Domino's large.
Okay.
I don't dispute that they're bigger.
Listen, Luke, Seth has a real life. So we should
let him. Sorry, I want to listen to this.
Oh, Seth's life. Fuck off, Seth. Wait a second. This is way more important. How large? It's 13 and a half inches.
Yeah, that's like a medium.
You know that for that.
That's a medium, dude.
Okay, well, I can still eat two of those, four sides, two ice creams.
What are the sides?
Like chicken wings and chicken bites or like garlic bread, that kind of shit.
All right, I want to see you do it, and then I will beat it.
I know you'll beat it. I'm not saying it's that impressive.
It is impressive.
That's a lot of fucking food.
That's a lot of food, dude.
Yeah, that's really impressive. Yeah,
I probably won't beat it. I will try and match it.
I think you can. I've heard tales of your eating.
No, I think it's honestly, those are myths. I don't eat that much.
Really?
Well, not anymore. I can't eat like I used to.
Yeah, I can't either.
When I was your age, I could fucking pound back the food.
Seth, before you, did you used to be able to eat more than you can now?
I used to eat more than I could now.
Like your capacity for eating.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last year, whenever I was training, I was still doing my cardio in the morning and then training my balls off. I was eating about 38 to 4,200 calories a day. And then my big days were like 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Like I would eat two Five Guys burgers and then go eat ice cream afterwards.
Could you still do that now consistently? Or would your appetite be like, no?
But right now, no. I'd have to get back into it. Like
that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm worried about him.
I'm gonna cheat as much as possible on this.
How are you gonna cheat? That's what I'm wondering.
I'm gonna train my balls off right before I go do it. I'm gonna smoke a big fucking doobie and I'm gonna take a ton of growth hormone and then I'm gonna go in and eat all the food.
He's gonna sit, he's gonna jabble in a slit and just wait until
the hypoglycemia kicks in.
That's not a bad strategy, actually.
That's like, actually, that would work. That would actually work.
Hit like a fire on your ass, like no water.
That would actually fucking work. I've never eaten so much as when I've been hypoglycemic.
This fuck yeah.
Just like a starving fucking, like a rabid fucking dog. Yeah.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah, like a rabid dog, just like, ah, I'm gonna fucking, and then I can't stop.
I'm just gonna ask I'm just gonna ask whoever's making milkshakes that day. If I get to the last one, I'm like, it's just fucking heavy. I'm like, can you chuck that in the blender, please, mate? And then I'll just.
A blended Five Guys burger.
Yeah. Mm. I should have told you that.
You know, guys used to do that all the time, eh? The blended tuna shakes and the blended chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Abu, one of your UK counterparts there, taught me about the chicken shake. He used to boil his chicken, and then he would put his chicken and his rice and like whatever vegetables he wanted in the fucking blender with a little bit of water, blend it, and all his meals. He said he just got sick of eating. He said he would just drink his fucking chicken.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, man. That's hardcore.
Welcome to the fucking psychopaths.
Yeah. Have you never done that? I've never done a tuna shake or a chicken shake.
I used to do it on purpose because I did it once because I was stuffed and I actually liked it. So I made that meal so what I did is I'd mix it with a tin of like tomato soup and then put my meal in it and then just have it in like one of those hot.
Thermos.
A thermos, yeah. And then just kind of just be like having a chunky soup.
That's
not a bad idea.
Doesn't sound that bad.
It was pretty good. It was so much easier than sitting there.
I couldn't do a tuna though. I've heard guys doing a tuna. That's disgusting.
You just put enough Tabasco in there. That's great.
Have you done tuna too?
Yeah.
Oh,
it must be tuna and vegetables with like tomato soup with like some Tabasco and like other stuff. It's not too bad.
It must be a UK thing.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So next week, Five Guys.
Yep. Yep.
All right, we'll do it, and then we'll reconvene for like the week after. We'll talk about it.
Yes. All for it. I'm ready. Sorry,
Seth, for keeping you.
Okay, Seth.
All right, good time. This was great.
Thanks for coming on, dude. I appreciate it, man.
See you soon, man.
Okay, gentlemen, I'll see you.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right.